Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tuesday, the 26th day of June 2012. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. This Saturday, I came in to do a taped interview with the founder of Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Corrigan, and I had obviously interviewed Billy before on air, and it was extremely informative and interesting. Billy's been a listener for many years. And he's got a new album out that's a hit, Oceania. But I did this interview Saturday, and it was basically the Billy Corrigan I talked to off-air, because I never push him to ask him controversial questions and things, because it's not my job to try to get famous people in political hot water. The Charlie Sheen thing that happened was because I was getting Charlie on to talk about how I'd been at his house for a week, and he was off drugs, and the media was lying. And then he went to the Bahamas with his girlfriends, and ex-wife. Things blew up, and I had no idea that 5 minutes before he came on my show, there was a big argument blow-up. And Brooke Mueller had been thrown off the island and put back on the jet, and he said, "I'll still come on." And came on in the middle of a rage, and that's what happened there. That's what happened with that meltdown that, quite frankly, I'm ashamed of. I wish that that never would have happened on my show. Because it made the Sheen family angry at me, and they were the ones that actually turned Charlie onto my show. I'll just leave it at that. And I know them very, very well, and they're not mad at me now, but they certainly were for a while. And I understand why they were mad at me. I don't know why I'm talking about this now. The point is, I digress off into issues. That Charlie Sheen train wreck was not my intention. Now, the interview you're going to hear with Billy Corrigan, we're going to air it in the third hour today. It is not a train wreck. In fact, it's incredibly cogent and focused and intelligent. But he says more about politics and things than I've ever heard him say in any interview. And believe me, it will be news making. I will leave it. I believe it at that. He's now in South America doing a big concert tour. He left Sunday. Again, I came in here Saturday because he said he wanted to come on my show right when his album came out. And I kind of forgot the album was coming out and then noticed he was doing interviews. And so I called him up and he said, "Yeah, I'm totally booked except for 8 a.m. in the morning on Friday or Saturday at noon his time." So we got Billy Corrigan of Smashing Pumpkins on the broadcast. Well, we taped it, and so that is coming up. It's about 45 minutes long, and I was going to tape it and edit it so that it could be aired on the radio in its segments, but I actually went over with him some, so it's a side issue. I just got in this morning and realized it didn't fit the broadcast segment, so I'll be throwing it to break to the music, but we really won't be. Point is, I'm kind of strategizing radio here on the air, total transparency, not even on purpose. The reason there's so much transparency here is we're so busy, we have to plan things on the fly as we go. Marcos Morales put together the piece. It's a video piece with graphics and music and things. Radio listeners will hear the high-def audio, but PrisonPlanet.tv viewers will be able to see much of it. Coming up on the video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. And when you are a member, there's a 15-day free trial. Oh, I hear music from The Predator. Jesse Ventura, who was almost a few weeks ago, he's back on because of all the controversies out there and the EAS system cutting in over him when he's on shows. And I've confirmed from program directors it's happening with our show, but not on all stations, and it's happening with Eric Mueller, Mancow Mueller. And so we're going to talk about that and a lot more with Jesse Ventura. And then we got big breaking whistleblower news from the TSA and a lot more.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you for joining us on this live worldwide transmission. It is the 26th day of June, 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. Coming up, Billy Corrigan of Smashing Pumpkins is going to be joining us. It's a taped interview I did this weekend, and it is sensational politically. Very cogent, very focused, and he covers it all. GMO, drones, TSA, how he loves Infowars.com, how he loves the DrudgeReport.com. It is certainly interesting in how his last big hit album was inspired greatly by Infowars and my radio show. And the new album, I mean, but politically, it is explosive. And I didn't ask him about Jessica Simpson and things like that, but I asked him about everything else. That is coming up, Billy Corrigan. And then live, Jesse Ventura. Gotta get him while you can. He spends half the year down in Mexico reading books and surfing, kind of a priestly, pious existence. He's been back. He, of course, came on with us first a few weeks ago. Now he's been through some big scuff-ups on CNN, CNBC, you name it. We're going to be breaking that down. The fact that when he's been on syndicated radio shows and talks about FEMA camps, the feed gets scrambled. I've confirmed this is going on. Very bizarre. Of course, they announced, and guys, this is in yesterday's stack. It was our top story. I never got to it. The White House says the, quote, President's emergency alerts will, quote, follow you around. That was the headline. And I never even got to that on air, that now they're announcing, oh, yes, it's going to have its own ringtone. And if you're on the phone with somebody else, it's going to cut you off. Or if you're surfing the internet or doing something business-wise or whatever the shopping, whatever the case is, they're just going to cut you off and there's going to be a presidential announcement at you. And they're going to expand this down to local announcements, just government takeover of not just radio, TV, cable, the satellites, you know, erasing stuff off the TiVo that they don't want you to see. Oh, you know, you record something on a live news feed. You're like, oh, well, I have it TiVo'd or on your DVR. No, you don't. They give an order, hit one button, and it erases it throughout the entire grid. This is all the backdoor garbage that the system admits they've built in. So I'm going to get into that today if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek. There it is. DHS cell phone alert system follows you around. That's a quote by DHS. Presidential messages to have their own distinctive ringtone. It's like a dystopic Woody Allen science fiction nightmare, or meets Ray Kurzweil in Hell, and then on top of it adding a little bit of Kurt Vonnegut and Running Man and THX-1138 and 1984 and Brave New World, and adding a smattering of Hellraiser and Amityville Horror, and you've got the New World Order. Well, I guess with the GMO mutations, The Thing, John Carpenter's The Thing. Turkey threatens to attack Syria. You know, again, I keep mentioning this, but I want to pull the articles up. Guys, type in Bush wanted to paint up U.S. jet like U.N. aircraft. Bush wanted to paint up U.S. jet like U.N. aircraft. That'll bring it up. It was declassified. Well, it was leaked in the White House and Downing Street memos, but then later confirmed. And Tony Blair and him were getting together saying, we could paint up U.S. aircraft, fly them real low, and say that they're U.N. aircraft, meaning the U.N. would have to be in on it, and then have them shot down as a way in 2002 when they were trying to sell the attack on Iraq. They got it, obviously, in March of the next year. And I've seen a bunch of other cases of this where governments fly their aircraft low or in the airspace trying to get them shot down. And now Turkey, who's got reportedly nuclear weapons, ladies and gentlemen, just like South Africa does, but that's not publicly admitted, or Israel, they got a lot bigger military than Syria, very high tech. They're saying that they'll fly their F-16s wherever they want, and that if they shoot any more F-16s down, it's war. When they're doing their bombing runs, and they've come out and they've said that if Syria gets any of its troops anywhere near the border, and Syria is a very small country like Israel, a little bit bigger, that if they get anywhere near their own border, they will be attacked. You add to this, Steve Watson's got the headline. This is big news. Military source, British commandos operating in Syria, Assad compound under siege. I have military sources 4 months ago here on air who talked about the fact that you've got in Turkey and you've got built up in border areas with Jordan, Marines and Army mashing, and that they're arming Taliban / Al-Qaeda, which is admitted. I mean, that part's admitted, and sending them in, and they're blowing up police stations, military bases. You name it. You know, they landed a few thousand of them in Tripoli at night, led by British, other Arab countries as well, U.S. Commandos. That's all now been confirmed in Libya. And, of course, they actually wear black uniforms with the Al-Qaeda patch. That's even been in the London Guardian and L.A. Times. You can just type in Al-Qaeda flag over Libya, Al-Qaeda flag, Al-Qaeda uniforms in Libya, now Al-Qaeda flags and uniforms in Syria. And right after Libya fell, it was on BBC, we played the clip here, it showed them holding up signs in Al-Qaeda uniforms with Al-Qaeda flags. The Al-Qaeda uniform is a black uniform, just jet black with a patch on the side when they get in uniform, saying Syria, here we come, in English on the news. So again, I'm no fan of Muammar Gaddafi, I'm no fan of Assad, I'm no fan of any of these guys. But is anybody noticing that there was actually a White House / British plan? Yeah, there it is, London Telegraph. Libya, Al-Qaeda flag flown above Benghazi courthouse. Yeah, you can also type in, for new listeners that may be doubting this, you can just type in Al-Qaeda uniforms, Al-Qaeda patches in Syria. I mean, they're on the news leading the operations in black uniforms. Okay, continuing, because usually the Islamist outfits are, you know, green, but Al-Qaeda wears black. Their flag is black. Continuing, military source, British commandos operating in Syria, Assad compound under siege. Report suggests Western military intervention in full swing. Yeah, they're moving in Turkey and in other areas, like Jordan, moving troops up to the border. That's the Debka file, which is basically Mossad, who I found to be very accurate in the past, reporting that. French, British, and Turkish military sources have suggested the elite British soldiers have entered northern Syria and are operating 10 kilometers inside the country. Well, it's admitted they're inside Iran right now, too, lasing targets. Marking targets, really GPS, not so much lasing. The country in what is thought to be the first offensive Western intervention against the Assad regime. And, of course, you've seen on the news, McCain calling for boots on the ground, Lieberman, all these, all this talk. And then we see the bots on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the comments saying, hey, there's nothing going to happen over there. You're a conspiracy theorist, kind of like we were conspiracy theorists 6 months before the fall of Libya, saying it's an air bombardment, it's a military attack, they're using Al-Qaeda, they're slaughtering the blacks. That was all later admitted. By the way, this happens every few months. The caching servers get screwed up at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and it doesn't post most of your comments. Just a program note here, and I couldn't post. I don't usually post in comments very often, but this morning I was doing testing. I couldn't post. The servers are screwed up. Some people are able to get comments posted, but you see articles that would normally have 200, 300, 400 comments. You know, their top stories in just a few hours will have like 15 comments. It's screwed up. No one's censoring you. Because we got email and comments pouring into the other site saying, hey, I'm just talking about stuff and you're censoring me. No, the website's broken. It's just like PlanetInfoWars.com is in beta. It's got over 30,000 members now. We've barely promoted it because I wanted to beta test it before I really get behind promoting it. It's a social network to get folks together for liberty. It's on cloud servers and CDNs, and because a big site like that, you have to have it spread out. Because I don't know how to explain it, but we've had IT consultants, you name it. If one server crashes, suddenly sometimes your site disappears, your page, and then we re-upload it. Okay, so that's not on purpose either. That's why it's in beta. It's not a conspiracy theory. PlanetInfoWars.com. Side issue, just thought I would mention to people that I see this most often because we have caching servers. Everything can't be live constantly on the site every time somebody does a function or it screws the site up, is what's been explained to me by IT people. So there's a caching, whereas it's only showing you the new comments every 5 minutes, I think is what it's set at. So a group of them go in. They're not even in moderation. They sit there, and then the server goes through a function and posts them. Because if you've got thousands of people at once posting on a site, and every time they do it, it's a whole new function, it screws it up. So it goes to servers that just handle the comments. It splits up the demand, you understand? It's like a balancing act. And so it sends them off to those servers, and then they batch it and then post it. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. Google and YouTube, their sub-company, have been caught censoring for real. That's on record. They've admitted the government's told them to do it before. They've taken our videos down before. They've done all sorts of stuff. But it's not censorship when YouTube, you see a video that's got 2,000 comments and 500 likes, you know, 20 dislikes or whatever, and it says 301 viewers. People are like, well, there's more than 301 viewers. That's because when you first upload a video, it goes the way tech people have told me. It goes up to one server, and then once the video starts going viral, it's distributed over a CDN or cloud system, and so then it has to update then, and it can't be updating the counts in live time, or it would shut the system down. So it has to batch them and then shove them out as the batching process goes through. Now I've really digressed. You know, we've got what could lead to World War III happening, Russian ships landing, with Spetsnaz, Marine Special Forces, high-tech weapon systems being shipped in. And now our government, that CNBC says has been captured and run by foreign banks, don't forget that yesterday, now is going in there, and the Russians say they're basically probably going to defend Syria. I mean, this is huge news, bigger than American Idol. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Train, but unfortunately, that's not what's happening. In fact, guys, will you queue up the CNBC video again that we played yesterday? I just want to play the intro of that for 4 minutes on the video that's up at Infowars.com. I think it's huge news. On the Kudlow Report, the host and the guest all agree the U.S. is run by foreign banks, that it's a world government But then they basically say they know best, though. So, yes, we're run by foreign banks. We are slaves, absolutely, of the big mega banks. In fact, here is a clip of that, because I want to point something out here. People say, well, hey, you got to back the attack on the Russian-backed forces in Syria. You're pro-America, aren't you? Really, America is supposed to go put al-Qaeda into Syria and a bunch of other jihadis to try to overthrow Assad when al-Qaeda and these Muslim groups are on record. Where are all you guys that love to hate Muslims? Well, these are the real extremists. Oh, you just want to hate all general Muslims and then actually support the CIA and MI6 and others backing al-Qaeda? Because they've said on record, in fact, I'm going to cover this on the nightly news tonight. I'm going to get the articles and video clips pulled together from Libya and Syria and the al-Qaeda statements and the jihadi statements, not just al-Qaeda, they're part of it, who say they're going to kill every Jew in Syria. They're going to kill every Jew in Syria. Kill them. Where's our media on that? And that they're going to force all the Christians out of one of the oldest Christian settlements in the world. Just as old as Bethlehem, just as old as Jerusalem. Christianity, day one in Syria. Day one in Syria. Day one in Syria. 2,000 plus years old Christianity. Gone. And they put the Muslim Brotherhood and a bunch of al-Qaeda supporters in, and they've declared military dictatorship with a puppet president that Hillary has worshipped. Here's the Free Beacon. Walsh, a congressperson from Illinois, cut aid to Egypt. Representative calls for aid reduction after election. Here's WorldNet Daily. Hillary tied to new Muslim Brotherhood president. And it goes over all that. This is the plan, folks. You're told give all your rights up because of al-Qaeda, and it's what I've always told you. Al-Qaeda was created by the State Department and the CIA. You're like, but the CIA is our government. No, it's not. It represents Wall Street itself owned by foreign banks. The sooner you figure that out, this is the bankers using our military to try to overthrow Syria and put something in literally 50 times worse. The difference is that the globalists will destabilize Syria. They will put in the al-Qaeda people and then have a war knocking them out. Again, it's just keep the area destabilized, keep those people in squalor, don't let them industrialize because you don't want anybody who is self-sufficient. Just like the policy of our so-called government is to shut down General Motors. It's to shut down our power plants. I have a news here today where they're saying Texas won't be able to supply its power this summer because Obama has shut down a bunch of power plants. We reported on that years ago. The White House responded to it. This is the mega banks who've hijacked our country, who are launching these wars in Syria and other areas, and now the Russians have their interests threatened, and Medvedev and Putin have threatened to nuke Western Europe. I mean, that didn't happen during the Cold War. Cheney and others launched that NATO attack in Georgia into the South Ossetia and Abkhazia, trying to start a war. These people are crazy. So again, if the Russians were here taking over, I'd be totally against them. If the communist Chinese were, I'd be totally against them. And to a certain extent, they're allied with the globalists, so they are. But what about the bankers? They're the ones that captured our country and have set up the Homeland Security system to take over. Here they are on CNBC admitting it. Here it is.
So mostly what they do is hold summits. I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that. So yesterday we saw some reluctance for the Bernanke Fed to expand their balance sheets and pump more money in. But the stock market knows that reluctance is totally different than not willing to do it at all. And that's why we saw oil implode.
All right,
and
we're going to come back.
Heavily because
they go on to say we are, quote, absolutely slaves of foreign central banks and global government. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Okay, I'm going to do my best to go over all the rest of the news. Just illustrating how illegitimate and out of control the power structure is on this planet. And how, like every other out of control power structure, they're starting fights in their attempt to set up world government with dangerous countries bristling with nuclear weapons who are threatening to use them. And all Homeland Security's busy doing is trying to spy on good old boys who they see as their domestic threat. So a very, very serious time to be alive, no doubt. Before we get back into all of that news, Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert that shows a compelling case that his real father is Frank Marshall Davis and that his mother was involved in pornography and things like that. I'll just leave it at that. And Obama admits he hung out with this guy as a child, visiting weekly, and you just got to see the evidence. It's pretty darn strong, looks just like him. And then they've got Frank Marshall Davis on the same couch in interviews as is what looks like his mother posing naked. I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, this is certainly political coffin nails to Mr. Obama. Dreams from My Real Father, directed by Joel Gilbert, and this thing is basically sold out everywhere. We have gotten all that's available. We have them in stock. I don't know how long we'll have them, but we're getting more. But if you want them right now, we've got them in stock. We've got a nice little hoard of them, because I knew this. Well, once I saw it, I was like, by the way, it's not even officially out until July, but they partnered with us. So we've got it. If you want it, it's available at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Both will get you there. Or click the shopping link at InfoWars.com. And it is right there on the site. You support our broadcast and the filmmaker. But when I first heard about this a month ago from Corsi, I'm like, yeah, right. And then I saw the film that had been sitting there on my desk for 2 weeks. And I was like, yeah, order it. Get them on. Amazing. And just the background of a pornographer. This guy was an admitted pornographer and a marathon sex addict. He wrote a book about it. You know, bragging about all, and Obama's 8, 9, 10 years old, and every week his grandfather would bring him over there to stay with him. And it's his daddy when you look at him. It's Obama's daddy. The voice, the face, everything. And then what are their parents doing bringing him over there? I tell you, these people, now you know why in Indonesia they hired a transvestite. And I'm not bashing people. The point is the family is into some kinky stuff. Okay? Just see the film. It's weird. It's off the chart. And it stinks to high heaven as being absolutely dead on. Dreams for My Real Father, available at InfoWarsShop.com or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also send $14.95. Oh, yeah, it's discounted to P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And I should also add that you get a free citizen rulebook and bumper stickers. Because we just want to get this film out. Normally something's sold out everywhere. You know, we jack the price up to $30. Hey, we're happy just to be able to fund our operation and get the word out. It's a win-win-win. Fund our operation and get the word out. That, you know, in the final equation, that's what it's all about. Everything we sell or promote is something I passionately believe in, that I've researched, and that I stand by. Speaking of that, this was on the bookshelf the entire time I grew up. Back then it was a little bit smaller book. In size, you know, same text, but now it's been republished. None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen and Larry Abraham, runaway bestseller, over 5 million in print. Until a few years ago, the only ones you could find were old, you know, rotting, acid-paged 1971, 1972, is published through 75, and those are the copies I read as a teenager. They've been on the bookshelf since my first memories were pulling this out of the bookshelf. My parents wouldn't let me watch a lot of television, so I would just pull out books and look at the covers. And you look at the science fiction covers and look at the Western covers and wanted to learn how to read because I could read Louis L'Amour or whatever. And so I started reading and read this. I think I probably read this when I was 12 or 13 and really crystallized a lot for me. Available at InfoWarsShop.com. And lastly, Behind the Green Mask, Unigen 21, Rosa Corey, she's on later in the week. When is she on, tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Thursday.
Okay, so she's on Thursday. She's on in 2 days from now. Behind the Green Mask, Unigen 21, get this out to everybody you know, city council, police, city planners, people that are compartmentalized and don't understand what they're going under. This is all available at InfoWarsShop.com, as is discounted. 10% off with the promo code WATER, the high-quality gravity-fed system of ProPure. Okay, enough plugging. It's just the crew comes to me and says, you know, we're not going to have any money to operate and run this place if you don't plug occasionally. Plus, it's great to get this information out. I mean, this is all these tools are torpedoes at the New World Order. We also have Ventura's new book, Democrips and Republicans, which I know the left and right are controlled. Even though there's difference in their rhetoric, They're owned by the same people. Well, your neighbor, your friend, your family, your dad, your mom, your son, your daughter, they don't. And I think Ventura's book is good to wake people up. You know, so many articles are getting published at InfoWars.com that I can't even keep track of them anymore, much less cover them. This just came in. Military sources, British commandos operating in Syria, Assad compound under siege, Steve Watson. That's out of News in Israel, using TPP to reintegrate and expand NAFTA in the North American Union. That's a big article. And more of those documents have come out. Whistleblower. TSA deliberately hiring psychopath criminals. And if I told you what happened yesterday after that guy was on, you wouldn't believe it. and when I do TSA whistleblowers again, I kind of did it spontaneously yesterday. We've got to not say what state you're calling from, especially if you're calling from Rhode Island with one major commercial airport, because they found out who he was. And I called him after the show, and then the phone rang, and it was the TSA, his boss. And all Hades broke loose. And I got the guy's name, his info, all of it. He works there. And I haven't been able to talk to him since last night. Now, everything he told us, we've already reverse engineered. That the TSA is expanding outside the airports, that they're hiring pedophiles, criminals. He gave me all the data on that. I even recorded the interview. He let me do it as the TSA kept calling and calling, and so they called, and then they were there, and you know, him talking to them, but I only got part of that. I've got that on my iPhone. We had it on speakerphone in there in Tim's office. Tim heard it all. And then the guy got real scared, and I was like, yeah, well, you shouldn't have said you were in Rhode Island. I mean, they figured out who he was. So we're going to do it again, but we're not going to say where you're calling from. And send us documents. I'm going to we've got what? We have whistleblower at Infowars.com, don't we? I had that set up a few weeks ago. We have that URL, correct? Because I want to get a list of our emails in here. The problem is I'm always trying to imagine. Okay, yeah, it's whistleblowers. Or is it whistleblowers or whistleblower? It's both at Infowars.com. You can use both. Great. Send it. Just send it. Because look, if they are, we know they're hiring criminals and they get caught and say, oopsie, oh, hired a defrock priest, oopsie, hired a bank robber, oopsie, hired a guy that manslaughter, oops, hired a kleptomaniac with 50 convictions or whatever for shoplifting. Oops. No, there's no oops about it. Stalin, Hitler, they all did this. And we got that job hiring document a few months ago out of Seattle that they pulled, but it said, we want you to be imperious and in their face. Imperious means, godlike, emperor-like, king-like, in people's face. And that's what they do now. Before the TSA, wasn't that mean? A lot of them were listeners saying, hey, it's just a job. We're trying to unionize to stop this. We don't want to grub. I know a lot of TSA are getting in trouble for not wanting to grub. But now, he was saying the last 20-plus hires have all been out of the state rehabilitation program. He gave me all the names of that. In fact, let me just get to that a little bit later because I need to grab my notes. But and I have it recorded, too, folks. But I have the guy's name, everything, and it fits into everything we already know. But when I do give the number out tomorrow or so, to talk to TSA whistleblowers, maybe we'll do it in the next segment and the short segment after that. You've got to not say where you're calling from. It's very, very simple. They're not going to be able to identify you out of tens of thousands of employees. If you call from Texas, but you don't say Texas, or you call from New York, you don't say New York. But this guy was involved in the hiring and the screening of him and was mad. And off air, he finally told me he was sick of it all. He told his family, who's involved in government, I'm not doing this anymore. And he didn't think before he called in and said, I work at the Rhode Island airport, and went over it all because, I mean, he was there with his kids talking in the background, and, the phone was ring, 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 and then they got on the phone. I was talking to him on his cell phone, and I know when somebody's real. I mean, if this guy isn't real and he sent me some information, then he is the best Academy Award-winning best actor I've ever seen. Plus, his whole story checks out. It's hiding in plain view. They grope your children. They take them away to rooms. There's a new report out where they dropped the vase on the floor of the man's relatives' ashes. Let me just read the article since I'm mentioning it. This is the Indy Channel. Indianapolis. Indianapolis man furious over treatment at Florida airport. He told her, look, you can send through the x-ray. You're not supposed to open it. He checked the policy. They're not supposed to open urns of ashes. A man's attempt to bring the ashes of his grandfather home to Indianapolis ended with an angry scene in the Florida airport when the ashes spilled on the terminal floor. She laughed at him. She put her finger into it, dug around in it, dropped it on the floor. He was basically told to hurry up and clean it up. And then she laughed at him as he crawled around on the floor with passengers waiting to go through. He was told she had no right to open it, but it didn't matter. It was supposed to go through an X-ray machine. She opened it. She used her finger and was sifting through it, and then she accidentally spilled it. Gross says about a quarter of a third of the contents spilled on the floor, leaving him frantically trying to gather up as much as he could while anxious passengers waited behind him. She didn't apologize. She started laughing. I was on my hands and knees picking up bone fragments. I couldn't pick up all of it. Everything that was lost. And it just goes on. And he shows the urn on the news. That's a local TV station. Now, you look at this, and this is the type of people. Who else would want to grope men, women, and children all day? Who else would want to scream at people? Who else would want to stand around x-rays and body scanners all day? Who else? Well, people that need a job. And they are not the people they're looking for now. It's purely converting to absolute criminals. And every day now, it was every couple days, you read about them being busted, raping women, posing as police, attacking people, child porn, pimping, drug dealing, robbing bags, because they're hiring kleptomaniacs. They're hiring criminals. This is what a tyranny is. They're going to expand them out on the streets. This is the plan. It's always been the plan. And as I told you, it's now happening. So let's open the phones up in the next two short segments ahead of Jesse Ventura for TSA whistleblowers. Are they hiring criminals? Well, we know they are. They always say it's an accident. Well, yeah, the background check showed they were a felon, but we still hired them. Our whistleblower says they're ordered to put that in the file, but that's who they want. They're literally just laying eggs of tyranny all over us. And every time we try to smash it, it just metastasizes into something new. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is the number. And we protect your anonymity. It doesn't matter. The Genesis phone system doesn't have caller ID, doesn't see your number. Our computer system actually does here, but I'm going to actually have that turned off next time we use our phones on the Sunday show. The point is, I don't really have caller ID. It shows the number, to be technical. Call in anonymously. Give us your information. If you want to send it to whistleblowers at Infowars.com, we'd love it. Just like police and military have sent us. Oh, here's a plan for re-education camps. Army admits, yeah, that's our document. That's not for distribution. That's marked restricted. You shouldn't have it. And yeah, we got camps for you. Re-education camps, that is. And they're hiring all over the country the jail guards for them. That part's public because it's public bids. That's how we first learned about it, was people, well, one guy who works for the federal government in intelligence. And he said, I know my rights. He came on the show, remember? He said, I'm allowed to have my First Amendment as long as I don't give away anything classified. This is public. He's actually a supervisor in one of those agencies. I forget his name. It was like an NSA type agency. But the point is that you've got to start saying no. They come to you and say, we're going to shoot you up with smallpox if you're police or military. They can't make you take something that's experimental. Courts have upheld. They can't even make you take an approved vaccine if you're in the military, if you say no for religious reasons. Same thing with police, but they lie to you and say you have no rights. That's a fraud. You've got to say no. And if you don't think I'm telling the truth, look it up. You can find where the smallpox and anthrax shots, the troops found out, said no. The military lied and said it was the law, said they had no rights. They went and got lawyers, found out it was true, that there was no law, and they couldn't make them take experimental vaccines. You've got to say no. You've got to say no. You've got to say no. Now, we know they're hiring defrocked priests, criminals, thieves, everything else, because that's what every authoritarian system does. I want to hear from TSA, not even whistleblowers. Just give us your take on this. We know they're hiring criminals. What's it like where you work? But don't say where you work. What city? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Obviously, I said it on the fly yesterday. Hey, call in. They said what state they're in. In fact, don't even ask them what state they're in. Okay, John, who's taking the calls. Don't even ask what state they're in. I don't want to know. Because last time it's like, oh, yeah, I'm such and such in Rhode Island. Yeah, here at the airport, I watch the TSA and do the hiring, and I'm told to hire criminals. And I tell you, it's horrible, and I'm done with it. I was thinking, he just said where he works, Rhode Island. How many airports are there? Oh, there's only one. I called him as soon as I got off air, and boy, they were already calling him. Like 15 minutes after the show, they were already calling him up. But again, what he's telling us, he's already admitted. The point is, it's on purpose. This is a huge scandal. It's dangerous that we're even covering.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
GCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfast and entrees with a 25-year shelf life, fast free shipping shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at preparewise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at preparewise.com/GCN or call 888-545-6265. 1-888-545-6265. And say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now. Preparewise.com.
Whistleblowers. Brian is a TSA worker calling in from somewhere in the United States. And Tom worked and hired TSA workers. Let's go to Tom and then Brian. We're going to go to Tom first. Tom, I don't know if you heard the caller yesterday. The video with the interview with the whistleblower is at InfoWars.com. Whistleblower, TSA deliberately hiring psychopath criminals. And again, it's admitted they're hiring criminals and ignoring the background check. They claim that's a mistake. Can you confirm or are we wrong? Is what he said wrong?
No, he's correct. And I was on the original 9/11 red tag team right after 9/11, and we were hired. Now, this was not a government, this was not a government agency doing this. We were private contractors that the government hired to do all the resume reviews and the background checks and the screening. And it appeared to me after working there for a few weeks that it seemed like the more qualified you were in security or intelligence or law enforcement, the less chance you had of getting a job.
Yeah, they don't want to actually get real people because they want a bunch of crooks they can put in that'll let them ship drugs things through selectively. Is that accurate?
Yes, and the fact that we had people, the way they worked it was they ran the resume program through Monster.com. And if you wanted to work, let's say, at Denver International, you would fill out an application and a resume and send it in. If you wanted to two different positions in that airport, try to get a position somewhere, you got to send in double that. We had people that were so desperate to get a position, we had 3-foot-high stack of resumes and applications because they said, I'll take any position in any airport anywhere in the United States.
Now, do you think that's because a lot of them, as we've seen, are pervs that want to be able to touch children and they can't get away with it at Disney World? Because we're seeing that just perp convicted pervs and defrocked priests as the leaders of the airports.
Well, when we got done, we reviewed 3.5 million resumes in 4.5 months. I'm sorry, there's no way to do accurate background checks in that short of a period of time. And we ended up still hiring 70 known felons in that mix. And we were so secret down there. It was down in Reston, Virginia, where they hid us in a hotel. And we were not allowed to talk to the press. We were supposed to hide our badges anytime we left.
But I mean, to be clear, this is 10 years ago. This guy was currently doing this. And I don't know what he thought, seeing where he was at and everything, because they came after him. And that's the last I've heard. But I mean, what do you think of, he's saying this is new, though. He said before they'd hire pushy thugs and people and control freaks. He says now they want criminals and they're hiring them out of the corrections rehabilitation program.
Back then they kept pushing us. You know, we've got money at stake here. The only thing I can put together between what happened then and what's going on now is that they're trying to push in more ways to rape the taxpayers for more money so that they can stay in power.
All right, sir. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, you're doing a great show, man. Keep up the good work. I appreciate everything you do.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm an InfoWars member. You just keep up the good work, and we got your back.
Thank you so much. Yes, he's probably talking about PrisonPlanet.tv. We have a 15-day free trial. All right, Jesse Ventura is coming up at the 8 after. This next segment, pushing Ventura for you, Brian. I'm going to come right back to TSA worker to get his take on this because we know they're hiring pedophiles and people and putting them in charge. And we know they're doing it. And we know Stalin and Hitler did it. We know, I mean, this happens every time. But, I mean, I want to hear directly from you because I hope it isn't as bad as our other whistleblower was saying.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound
When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.